everyone. This is Peter Granich on Thursday, September 18th at 7 a.m. This is not to be considered investment advice. You should always speak to a licensed financial advisor before making any investment decision and to read all my disclosures. The best friend I will ever have, who passing back in 2022 was devastating to me, used to say in his role as a Catholic lay evangelist, "It's not how you come in, Pete, but how you go out in life that matters." For me, the finish line in both my business and personal life is no longer well off in the distance, but now within sight. It will no longer be a shock to others as I approach 70 in April that another male Granditch passed away. My grandfather died of a heart attack at 51, my father at 62, and while his brother made it to 72, but only after multiple heart attacks and bypass operations. Now, on my mother's side, her mom made it into her 90s, my mom made it to 95, and her sister just crossed 100. Depending on whose genes I got, I've been hoping to split the difference between my parents. Having lived in a 55 and over community since 2009, and where most residents are retired, I can tell you this much. I'll never retire voluntarily. I hope to work in some capacity until I truly can't. So what does this all have to do with you? My business life has had two roles these last 5 years after I closed what would be the best part of my entire career in 2020, Trinity Financial Sports and Entertainment Management, a sports division of my company that provided both financial services to professional athletes, but also had me enjoying tremendously working with them in Christian ministry. By doing this, I allowed what was once only a crack in my door at the time to a past career in metals and mining that I had thought I had left completely in 2013 to start to swing open again. No complaints, as by doing so, it greatly assisted in the best 5 years of my career for my own wealth creation and to those I shared it with who followed all I had to say. I truly knocked it out of the park. And without a doubt, the single best part of swinging that door open again was meeting one of only two men who would become mentors and great friends to me, Mr. Michael Gentile. He and Frank Congelosi would have more to do with my tremendous blessing of wealth than all others combined. And while I suspect Michael can continue to be that, I want to cut ties with one of the downsides that comes along with this role that I put myself back in, and that was being tied to junior resource companies via blog sponsorships. Now, please, there's nothing that the junior resource companies themselves did wrong. But while I was not providing any investor relation services, the baggage that comes with such a role, accusations of saying things only because you're receiving some sort of compensation, existed and grew. It is especially frustrating because the few who make these accusations also sink to malicious false accusations from the comfort of their computer keyboards. But far more important than that, my association with a group that provides the only real opportunity, in my honest opinion, for people to get proper financial planning was not getting the time and attention from me it deserves because I got caught up in speaking and being involved with these junior resource companies almost 24/7. This all comes as I'm about to introduce the sixth edition of my book, Confessions of a Wall Street Whiz Kid. It remains mostly the same, only the last chapter is new, and it covers the last 5 years of what occurred in both my business and personal life. I'll be making it available for free shortly. So here's what this all means. I will finish up my obligation to these blog sponsors, which ends 12/31/25. While thoughts of continuing such a role in 2026 and donating the sponsorships fee to charity was a thought, I sooner do it for my personal pocket, as I have for decades, and give the keyboard warriors one less thing to lie and spew about. When the new year arrives, I may continue to address these companies if I own them personally, but only for that reason, if at all. For U.S. residents who still want to hear from a proven authority in the junior resource market and metals and mining in general, I'm going to suggest you not only speak with, but open an account as I've had for the last 30 years with the single best authority I know on these companies here in the U.S., and that's J.D. at First Securities Northwest. I will provide his email in this blog post. Sorry, I don't have anyone to suggest outside of the United States. I do hope to remain good friends with Michael, both by investing in some of his companies in the future and or in his work with the Catholic community. My financial market commentaries will be more general and not be greatly overweighted in the metals and mining, especially when the new year arrives. I'll be limiting my interviews from both sides of the microphone. Clients of our planning group will also start to receive direct commentaries from both my business partner, Dave Suki, and I, in addition to what I share through my social media outlets. My best intention when I started these mediums usages became heavily diluted from its original target for our clients as my following grew to tens of thousands of non-clients. I will continue to use my X page as the primary source to communicate, and as always, clients of our planning group can always reach out to me directly. Mary and I hope to make the best of the rest of our days by helping others with both sweat and hard equity. Thank you and God bless.